move that to the side there. So, how does God want you, the Church of St. Peter's, to love one another? According to Romans, according to that reading, how should we love? Again, real question, I want real answers. What does the passage say? It's no good looking at me. You need to look at the Bible. That's where the answer, you'll find the answer. Sincerely, thank you very much. Yes. How else? Putting others first. What else do those verses tell us? Honour one another. Yes. The question is, how... The teacher's not listening in the front row. How are we to love one another? How do we love one another? Be devoted. Yes. Practice hospitality. If you can get your tongue around it. Yes. Harmoniously. With sincerity. Yep. In prayerfully, yes, faithfully in prayer. So all those ways and more in which we're to love one another. Yeah, we're going to focus on just three of those for a few moments this morning. First of all, our love is a holy love. Love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. I could get into trouble with this next bit, but I'll go for it anyway. Both my daughters hate spiders. And they're both here this morning. If they see one, they shrink back, scream, and run away. Me? I don't mind spiders. I don't like them, but I don't hate them. I just sit there and watch it run across the floor. Sarah doesn't mind spiders at all, my wife Sarah. She'll go towards it, pick it up, and throw it out the door. To stop Ruth screaming. Now, of course, I'm not saying that spiders are evil, but Emma and Ruth's attitude towards spiders is the perfect illustration of our attitude towards evil. We should scream and run away from it. That's what Paul says, isn't it? Hate what is evil. Run away from it. We shouldn't be like I am towards spiders. We shouldn't be indifferent, don't care, bad, good, who cares? No. And we certainly shouldn't be like Sarah. We certainly shouldn't go towards it. No, hate what is evil. Love hates what is evil. Ruth loves her cat. She knows him by name, Gizmo. She goes upstairs, picks him up, brings him down, and sits him on her knee. And Emma loves her daughter, Joella. She goes to her, picks her up, sits her on her knee, as she is just right now, and cuddles her. And that's how we should be towards things that are good. We cling to what is good. Our love for one another hates what is evil and clings to what is good. Now that means that sometimes we might need to have difficult conversations with one another. Yes, we do our best to love like Jesus loves, but sometimes we need just to tell one another that we're really not doing that. We say it gently and in love, but we need to encourage one another to hate what is evil and to cling to what is good. To hate what is evil in our own lives and to cling to what is good by God's grace in our own lives. So, first thing, our love is a holy love. Second thing, our love is an honouring love. Honour one another above yourselves. That's a hard thing to understand. What does it mean to honour one another? Well, it means consider others more precious, more valuable than yourself. Now, we all have things, don't we, that are particularly valuable or precious to us. So I brought a couple of things that are particularly valuable and precious to me this morning. The first one is my teddy bear. Now, he's just an ordinary teddy bear, you'll be thinking. To you, he is just an ordinary teddy bear. You may have bigger ones. You may have more beautiful ones. But he is my teddy bear that was given to me by my Auntie Pauline for my first birthday. So he is today 60 years old. So that's very special teddy bear. And then another thing I found as I wandered around the house, I said, what's really special? And this is special as I wrapped it up very carefully here, and I'm not going to open it over the floor, I'll open it over the table just in case. There we are. And you think, well, that's just an ordinary little cup. What's so special about that? Well, engraved on here, it says Irene. And Irene was my grandma. And when grandma lived with us for about 10 years, when I was a kid, when I was young, she lived in our downstairs room, this was always on her shelf. So it always reminds me of my grandma. And now it lives on my shelf. It's very precious to me, despite the chips and the cracks in it. And that is going to go there so that it doesn't get knocked over. So, because my teddy and that cup are very special, very precious to me, more precious than other things perhaps that I have, I treat them with particular care. I'm gentle with them. I protect them. If you like, you might even say I'm devoted to them. And that's how we are to be with one another here in church. We're to honour one another above ourselves. So, because you are valuable, because you are valuable, I want to treat you gently and carefully. I want to protect you by being self-controlled. When I'm feeling frustrated or angry, I want to control my anger, my frustration, so that I don't hurt you. And when I don't honor you in love, I need you to honor me by forgiving me. And I need to honour you by saying sorry and turning away from the bad things that I've done. That's what it means to honour one another. Now, let's think about that a bit more. I've got here, I'm not going to be strong enough, the St. Peter's treasure chest. Now I'm going to need lots and lots and lots of people to come and help me now, okay? So, all the children, please, come up to the front. All the children. I need all of you to come and help me. Brilliant. Now, just stand out, stand to the side, stand to the side so people can see. Stand to the side, stand to the side. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. Okay. Now, shall we open the treasure chest and see what's inside? Okay? We'll open it up. And do you want to take out some of the things that are inside there? Now, I think you're a bit disappointed, aren't you? Because they can't see what's in here. So come on, take some things out. Take two each, okay? And then go and hold them up. In fact, go and stand along the aisles in the congregation and hold them up, okay? Take two each, that's it. And then go and stand somewhere down among the church family, okay? Have you all got some? Go stand down. Go. Don't fall over. That's it. Some down the back, some down halfway, and some down the front, and hold them up high so everyone can see them. Okay. Who do they represent? Who do they represent? Say it out loud, everybody. You. Yes. You people. Now, what we could do, we could have some fun and say, which picture do you think? But that probably wouldn't be very kind, and it probably wouldn't be treating people as very precious, would it? It might be a bit of fun, and maybe we could do that afterwards. But you see, we're all different. See, look how different those people are. Come a bit further forward. Don't all go to the back. Hold them up so everyone can see them. The people around you can see them. Now, don't all come to the front. Some come. They're very good. Don't work with children. Now, you see how different the pictures are. Now look around you at the real people and see how different we are from one another. Okay? We're different, but we're all precious and very special. We are the treasure. You are the treasure of St. Peter. So let's bring all the pictures back and let's put them very carefully because they're precious. They represent the people. Let's carefully put them back into St. Peter's treasure chest. There was one person left in the treasure chest. That's the person who couldn't come here this morning. Okay, very good. Thank you, kids. Go and sit down when you pop them carefully back in the treasure chest where we remember how very special, how precious we are. So, honour one another by treating each other with great kindness, real care, really looking after each other, holding each other in our hands, in our hearts, in our prayers, with care. Our love for one another is the love of Jesus. It's a holy love, and it's an honouring love. And then finally, our love is a hospitable love. In verse 13, Paul says, practice hospitality. Practice hospitality. Now, when we think of hospitality, we might think of church lunches, we might think of three-course supper parties or barbecues in beautiful gardens, but that's not what Paul's talking about here. That's not really what hospitality is about. They're very special. But hospitality is much more ordinary and much more special than that. So our welcome team do a fabulous job in welcoming you at the doors, don't they, every Sunday? Fabulous job. That's a great start, but it is only the beginning. When you love someone, when you care for someone, you want to share their joy. You want to support them in their sadness. You want to encourage them when times are hard. But to do that, you need to know them well. You need to know them well. When you love like Jesus, you get to know the details of other people's lives. I'm going to do something now, again, very risky this morning. Not something that's planned. I need a very brave adult to come and help me. Who might be a very brave adult? No, don't volunteer your dad. That would not be fair. Who's a very brave adult? Martin's a very brave adult. Now, Martin, come and have a chair. Come and have a seat.
Which one?
That one. Why not that one, Martin?
Thank you very much.
So, Martin, how are you doing?
As good as can be expected.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Well, you get to our age, it is, Mike.
It is. Oh, no, hang on. Let me just grab a... Talking about mics. Should pick you up. When you get to your age...
So and yours.
Thank you. Touché. So, life's tough?
No.
Okay. Life's good?
Absolutely. I've got Jesus.
Okay, excellent. Glad to hear that, Martin. And how's the family?
When I see them, all right.
So you'd like to see them more?
I would do, but they have children and my grandchildren seem to take precedent over me.
Oh, Martin's feeling left. Does that mean it make you feel left out?
More so, Liz. I'm one of those who say, well, if you don't want to see me, that's okay.
So you're pretty pragmatic about it, but it hurts Liz more.
Oh, yes. Oh, but that's okay. A big word.
So, yes. All right. You're more level about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So it doesn't affect you too much. But you worry about Liz, but we won't go there now because she's not here. So we won't talk about Liz now. And I noticed you've been doing lots of things out front in your garden recently. Well, your garden, your front driveway.
Yes.
What's that you're building there?
A wildlife sanctuary.
A wildlife sanctuary, yeah. On Bay Hall Road.
Yeah.
Very good. So there's some plants there and...
And there's a bug box.
A bug box.
Yeah. It's on the wall.
Are you into wildlife and bugs and things?
Not particular, but I thought that might help. I thought it might help them to find a home.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah. I know you've always been a great supporter of the homeless, haven't you? Going back years and years and years.
Yes.
Yeah,
now,
very good.
Now I'm converting to those who can bite me.
Yeah, good. Martin, thank you very much for coming and sharing that with us
morning.
Why have I done that? Why did I ask Martin to come up? And thank you very much indeed for being brave there, Martin. Why do I do that? Well, it's very easy, isn't it? On Sunday morning, we see someone, we say, how are you doing? And they say, fine. And you say, great. End of conversation. That is not hospitality. Hospitality is sitting down with someone, or perhaps standing with them, and saying, how are you doing? And when they say something like, oh, you know, I'm struggling in life, ask another question. Oh, is there anything in particular that's worrying you? Anything in particular you're finding difficult at the moment? And you press in. And you do it gently. And of course, if they don't want to answer, that's fine. Some people don't necessarily want to talk. We don't want to talk every day. But we slow down. And we ask another question. And we listen patiently. That is what Paul's talking about when he says, practice hospitality. So we listen carefully. And you know, one thing I didn't do, and I should have done with Martin, was to say, now, can I pray for you? Now, here. And that's always a good thing to do, particularly if someone's sharing something with you that's hard and difficult. So that's hospitality. We love one another with the love of Jesus. Our love for one another is a holy love. Our love for one another is an honouring love. And our love for one another is a hospitable love. It's more than that, but that's a good start, isn't it? And if we could all love one another like that, then the world will look at St. Peter's and say, there's a group of disciples of Jesus. They love Jesus. Huh, what's that all about? And then they might come and inquire and ask you about why it is that you keep visiting your neighbour, why it is you keep bringing meals to the person who's struggling and just out of hospital, why it is that you just show care for them and an interest in them. So, where does our evangelism start? Where does our mission start? Our mission starts as we love one another, as Jesus loves us. So let's pray for a moment that he'll help us to do that. Our loving Father, we thank you for the love of Jesus, which is perfect and eternal and enormous and gentle and kind. We thank you for your steadfast love. And Father, we pray that you would help our love for one another here at St. Peter's to be just like Jesus' love for us. Help us to welcome one another as Jesus welcomes us. Help us to accept one another as Jesus accepts us. And we ask this, Father, so that many, many people might see our love and so see that we are your disciples and therefore glorify you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.